Hello and welcome to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Sugdeo. Canada launches contest for 88 fighter jets. Assembling the first Arctic patrol ship is on the way at the Halifax shipyard. And steps needed to integrate the Australian F-18s into the current Royal Canadian Air Force fighter fleet. The main structural components of the Royal Canadian Navy's first Arctic patrol ship have been assembled at the Halifax shipyard. Irving Shipbuilding said Friday that the bow section of the HMCS Harry D. Wolfe was carried by heavy lift transporters to a spot on the waterfront where it is being fitted to the ship's center and stern sections. The ship is expected to be launched at the Halifax shipyard next summer. The Conservative government launched the National Shipbuilding Strategy in 2010, budgeting $35 billion to rebuild the Navy and Coast Guard fleets, while also creating a sustainable shipbuilding industry on both the East and West Coasts. Earlier this month, Irvin said that it won't know until at least next year whether it will be able to build six Arctic patrol vessels within the government's $3.5 billion budget, or only five. The company says that it's already committed $1.9 billion in spending on the patrol ship project. As the first ship of the class having the future HMCS Harry D. Wolfe assembled at a land level is a significant milestone, said Kevin McCoy, and he's the president of Irving Shipbuilding. He said also that Canada's shipbuilding industry is being reinvigorated and Canadians are benefiting from coast to coast to coast. The Canadian government is launching a competition to buy a new fleet of 88 fighter jets, and officials confirmed Tuesday that they will also be buying an interim fleet of 18 jets from Australia rather than from Boeing. According to Global News, a clause in the announcement effectively suggests that if Boeing wants to bid on the competition itself, it better back down on its trade challenge of Bombardier. The announcement, which follows up on a campaign pledge by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to hold a competition to replace Canada's aging CF-18 Hornets, does not exclude Lockheed Martin from submitting a bid for the government to consider for its F-35 fighter jets, as had also been promised in the Liberals' 2015 campaign platform. Government officials speaking on the background prior to the announcement recently said no potential bidders are being excluded, but that any firm engaging in activities that hurt Canadian economic interests will be at a steep disadvantage. When bids are assessed, any bidder that is responsible for harm to Canada's economic interest will be at a distinct disadvantage, a press release states. That aspect of the announcement seems specifically aimed at Boeing. Earlier in 2016, the government had announced that it would buy sole-source interim fighter jets from Boeing to fill what it claimed to be a capability gap and allowing the military to meet both its NATO and NORAD commitments at the same time. Officials said buying the interim jets from Australia will fill that capability gap until a full fleet can be acquired. And Chief of Defense Staff General Jonathan Vance said in a statement that there will be no issues with buying second-hand jets from the Australians. He said, "This is a natural fit. The Australian jets are functionally equivalent to our own CF-18s, and once converted to Canadian specifications, will provide an easy transition for our pilots, technicians, and ground crew." Officials said recently that the cost has been estimated at roughly $500 million for the interim replacement, while roughly $15 to $19 billion will be set aside for the full competition. With the announcement to purchase Australian F-18 aircraft, Canada has issued a list of steps needed to integrate the Australian F-18s with the current fleet of Canada's CF-18s. The first step is life extension and upgrade. The Australian F-18 aircraft will be modified and undergo the technical work to be brought to a similar configuration to Canada's CF-18 aircraft, and to ensure that they will be available to supplement the CF-18 fleet until a future fighter jet is procured. Over the years, both Canada and Australia have made significant investments in the development of structural modifications and capability that have allowed the structural life of their respective F-18s to be extended. The second step is acquiring spare parts. Part of the purchase from the Australian government will include spare parts to help sustain these additional aircraft and the existing CF-18 fleet until the future fighter jet is operational. Canada also has an existing supply chain for F-18 parts that will continue to use. The next step is training and personnel. Training for the Australian F-18 is identical to that which is required for the present fleet of CF-18s. More aircraft will require more pilots and more technicians to maintain the aircraft. Next, operations. Canada's defense policy, Strong, Secure, Engage, requires the Canadian Armed Forces to fulfill missions at home, in North America, and elsewhere in the world, concurrently. With respect to Canada's fighter jet capability, the RCAF must be able to provide a number of mission-ready planes to fully and simultaneously meet Canada's commitment to both NORAD and NATO. Infrastructure. The aircraft will be employed at the three-wing Bagotville and the four-wing Cold Lake. The DND is currently reviewing the infrastructure requirements to accommodate the additional aircraft. Any modifications are expected to be minimal as the supplemental jets are of the similar age and design of the CF-18. With that, we've come to the end of Vanguard Radio for today. This is Marcellus Sukdev saying bye for now.